Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 1st of March 2024. Today's topic is Let Your Hands Be Strong Part 1. Our text today is taken from Zechariah chapter 8 verses 1 through 12. Again the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts the holy mountain. Verse 4. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, There shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the east country, and from the west country. Verse 8. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, in truth and in righteousness. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For before these days there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in because of the affliction. For I set all men every one against his neighbor. But now I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 12. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their dew. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. Our memory verse today is taken from Zechariah chapter 8 verse 9. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. The gospel outreach to Filey, England, in the early days of the Methodists, was difficult because several preachers sent there failed one after the other. Being hopeless, the mission council thought of abandoning it. Just then a burdened young man volunteered to go. He was John Oxterby, nicknamed Praying Johnny by those who knew his prayer power. As John ascended the hill between Muston and Filey and viewed the community, he knelt under a hedge and prayed for several hours. Assured of breakthrough, he entered with a message, Turn to the Lord and seek salvation. A dozen of hardened sinners wept and repented. That was the beginning of his exploits. In our text, God revealed the glory he would make of Jerusalem, that was then desolate with her people scattered among other nations. All that God expected from Israel was boldness to forsake the idols and sinful habits that led them to captivity, for him to save them. Repentance is very easy, but it demands courage to say goodbye to old sinful ways. You can become a temple for God's dwelling. Quote for the day. Say goodbye to old sinful ways. The challenge for today is, God is passionate to save the penitent. Prayer. Holy Father, save the sinners in my school, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.